Herbert again, so it's up to me to do something. I don't want to drip for a brother-in-law.
Oh, that boy.
That boy.
That Brewster boy. Laker Oats, truly America's super breakfast, brings you That Brewster Boy, written by Pauline Hopkins and starring Eddie Firestone Jr. Did you have your Quaker Oats today? It won't be long now before we all go to work again on the annual list of New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to suggest one item to put on the list of all you wives and mothers. You can word it something like this. In 1942, I resolved to give my family the benefits of a hot breakfast regularly. Yes, and to millions of Americans, hot breakfast means delicious, healthful Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats is America's favorite breakfast, and believe you me, it's a super breakfast, too. You see, fine whole grain oatmeal is the richest, thrifty, natural source of the great anti-fatigue vitamin, the morale vitamin, B1, so widely deficient in American foods. Proteins? Why, whole grain oatmeal leads all other whole grain cereals in proteins. And whole grain oatmeal is a rich source of food energy or body fuel. And remember this, Quaker Oats is super economical. It still costs less than half a cent a serving. So there you have it, ladies. Reason of plenty for giving your family the benefits of a daily hot breakfast of delicious, healthful Quaker Oats in 1942. A good resolution? One of the best. So tomorrow, ask your grocer for the big economical package of delicious, healthful Mother's Oats or Quaker Oats and serve your family America's super breakfast every day. This is the story of an average American family, the Brewsters. Of course, I just don't care what I say when I call all of the Brewsters average. That might be true of Mom and Dad and Nancy. But Joey, well, Joey's as unaverage a young sprout as you're likely to know in some time. Well, now it's dinner time at the Brewsters, and Mother Brewster is saying...
Joey, isn't that your sixth biscuit?
No, Mom.
Now, you're sure?
Positive. It's my seventh.
Oh, Joey. Daddy isn't eating his vegetables.
Well, Joey, for New Year's, I think you should resolve to eat more vegetables. Pass me the biscuits.
Will you quit dreaming over that bracelet, Nancy?
Now, Phil, don't be silly.
Always looking at it.
What's all this?
The charm brace that Herbert gave Nancy for Christmas.
Oh.
Didn't I show it to you, Daddy?
Why not?
Look.
That's very nice, honey.
Nancy's crazy about it.
Phil, I'm crazy about the perfume you gave me, too.
Oh, hey, Dad, I almost forgot. The mailman gave me a letter for you, and I put it in my pocket, and here it is.
Oh, thanks, son. Well, from Max Taylor.
Who, Dad?
The Max Taylor. Went to school with him.
Was he a special friend, Dad?
Yes, he's the sort of friend with whom you sign a pact in blood, Joey. You know, if ever one needs the other.
Yeah, like Chuck and me.
Well, let's see what's on his mind. Excuse me.
You really go for that bracelet, don't you, Nancy?
Oh, Phil, why must you be so jealous?
Well, it isn't a question of jealousy.
Are you sure?
When I see you looking at that with a far-gone expression, I get a kick right in my heart.
Oh, Phil, I think it's icky-looking, Phil.
Thanks, pal.
Mother, listen to this. And because we were such good friends, Jim, I'm turning to you for help.
Sounds like a touch.
My daughter, Dottie, has become quite a problem. In and out of love all the time.
Why are girls such lame brains?
Now, Joey.
Just now, Dottie has a weakness for strong men, for the Tarzan type.
The Tarzan type?
In the past year, she's been in love with a piano mover, a prize fighter, and an acrobat.
Good heavens.
You see, Dottie is the very feminine, clinging vine type.
A drip.
Now, Joey.
I know. The kind that's always brushing lint off your lapels.
Just now, Dottie thinks she's in love with a Palooka who plays football. Now, this Palooka will be in town for the holidays, so I'm very anxious to ship Dottie away for a few days.
Dad, he isn't going to suggest...
Yes, that... Mother, here it comes. Would it be at all possible for you people to put her up?
Oh, Daddy, no.
If you can, wire me immediately. Regards, Max.
It's impossible, dear.
Well, but, Mother, I hate to turn Max down.
Now, Dad, we don't want that responsibility.
She sounds like a problem child, Mr. Brewster.
She sounds like a goon child.
Well, I suppose I'll have to wire Max and tell... Oh, wait a minute. Here's a postscript to the letter.
What does it say?
P.S. I just remembered our pact, Jim. So instead of waiting for permission, I put Dottie on the train.
What, Dad?
I'm mailing his airmail so it'll arrive before Dottie. She'll be in your town Monday at 3:35 p.m.
That's tomorrow.
I think it's a terrible imposition, Dad.
Well, yes, but Mother, what can we do? The girl's on her way.
Hey, the door.
I'll get it. I'm expecting someone. Excuse me, please.
She's expecting Herbert.
Never mind, Joey.
Yeah. Ever since he gave her that charm bracelet, his stock's gone up.
Now, Phil, naturally Nancy feels a little obligated.
Naturally. That's why Herbert gave her the bracelet.
Well, Mother, what...
Puss. Hey! Hey! Oh, excuse me. But are you Dottie Taylor?
I'm Dorothea Marguerite Taylor. I like the Marguerite part, don't you? It's so romantic. I once read a book about a girl named Marguerite. Maybe you read it. She stowed away on a boat and just
I
as she was...
I didn't read it.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do about this Dottie Taylor?
I'm sure I don't know, Dad. A girl who's interested in Tarzans. And one who falls in and out of love.
Well, I certainly feel sorry for her family.
Thank goodness we don't have such problems.
Think not, Mrs. Brewster.
Why, Phil?
Well, look at Nancy. Just when I think I have her sewed up, she starts running around with Herbert.
She isn't running around with Herbert, Phil. They've had one date since Christmas.
Two, Mrs. Brewster.
Three.
Joey.
Come on, Herbert. Come in here and tell the family. Oh, when you're here, you'll be pleased too, Phil.
I doubt it.
Well, Herbert.
How are you, Herbert?
Season's greetings, everyone. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Ah, you look wonderful, Mrs. Brewster. Oh,
thank you, Herbert.
Hi, Joey. Hello. Well, Phil. Hello, old sock.
Hello, Hill.
When do you hear what Herbert's planning? Oh, it's so exciting.
Doesn't Nancy look cute when she gets excited?
You ought to see me when I get excited.
Oh, now, Phil.
Herbert's going to have a New Year's Eve party.
In Nancy's honor.
Nancy's honor?
Well, sure. Who else?
Well, that sounds very nice.
You kids ought to have a lot of fun.
Am I included, Herbert?
Of course, Joe. You're Nancy's brother.
Am I included, Herbert?
Of course, Phil. You're Nancy... acquaintance.
Oh. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
We're having a house guest, Herbert. Dottie Taylor.
Good. Bring her along. I always say the more women, the better the party.
Oh, say, son, that reminds me. You'll have to meet her at the station.
Dad!
Well, yes, I'll be at work. So you'll see that you meet that train, Joy, tomorrow at 3:35.
I'll bet that's Dottie. Yeah, she looks like a...
Oh, terribly romantic. You see, the girl... Oh, by the way, who are you?
I'm Joey Brewster. Dad sent me down to meet your train.
Oh, of course. No, Joey, it's perfectly ridiculous for me to go home with you.
What?
Because I'm not staying. I'm taking the next train back.
Huh? Now listen...
I know now why my father sent me here. You see, I have a friend who plays football... Oh, Joey, you should see his muscles. And I received a letter from him, and I saved it to read on the train.
Yeah?
And in the letter, he wrote that he was coming to visit me. Now, imagine reading that while you're on a train that's taking you miles and miles away from him.
Yeah, but you gotta come home with me, Dottie. The folks are expecting you.
This football player is the strongest man you ever saw, Joey. A real...
Tarzan. Yeah, I know. Come on, Dottie.
Oh, oh, Joey, wait.
What's the matter?
Look at that man. Just look at him. He's lifting a trunk.
Yeah, with one hand.
And without any effort. Oh, look at his muscles. Oh, what rhythm. What poise. What strength. A Tarzan.
A Tarzan. Hey, Dottie, wait here, will you? I'll be right back.
I'll wait, Joey. I can't move. I'm fascinated. Oh, the ripple of his muscles.
Now, don't go away, Dottie. I have a phone call to make. Yeah, Phil. Yeah, Dottie's really good looking. I think Herbert would go for her.
Yeah, but Joey, Herbert isn't exactly a Tarzan.
Yeah, I know, but couldn't we do something to make Dottie think he is?
Well, it's worth working on.
Hey, but Phil, Dottie doesn't want to stay. She says she's leaving tonight.
Oh, hey, we can't let her do that. Listen, Sprout, you take her home, see? And I'll be over this evening. We'll do our best to persuade her to stay.
Okay, Phil.
Good work, Small Fry. Keep it up.
I thought you'd be interested, Phil. Hey, if Dottie ever falls for Herbert, he'll be out of your hair for good.
now, Dottie, we won't allow you to cut your visit so short.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Brewster, but really, I must...
Dottie, we plan to have you stay with us for several days.
I know, Mrs. Brewster, but I feel that
a friend of mine is giving a New Year's Eve party, Dottie. You're invited, too.
That's very sweet of you, Nancy, only I
Herbert's
must...
Herbert's giving the party. You'll like Herbert, won't she, Nancy?
Oh, yes, Herbert's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, but I think I'd better go home. You see, I'm afraid there's someone back home who'll be terribly disappointed if I'm not there.
The Palooka.
Joey, get the door.
Yeah, okay, Mom.
I inquired about trains. There's one meeting at midnight. Really, I think I'd better be on it.
Well, Dottie, we can't let you leave. What'll your father think of me?
Suppose you stay tonight, and then in the morning we'll talk this over, and if you still...
No, please, Mrs. Brewster. I'd better take the midnight train.
It's Phil. Come on in, Phil.
Oh, good.
Phil, we need your help here.
Oh, really, Mr. Brewster?
Dottie, this is my friend, Philip Hayworth. Philip, this is... Dottie Taylor.
Oh, how do you do, Dottie?
How do you do? You see, if I take the midnight train, then
midnight
I can just...
Midnight train? What's this?
Dottie just arrived, and now she's talking about leaving. Tell her she's got to stay, Phil.
You see, if I take the midnight train, then I'll get home just...
Oh, hey, hold it. You're not going to be on that train.
Oh, yes, I am. My trunk's in the hall, and I phoned Parmalee to call for
it. Well, I'll carry your trunk upstairs. Where's she staying?
In the guest room, Phil.
Oh, no, please.
Don't
I've
argue
got...
now. Where's that trunk?
You see... You can't argue with Phil.
You're staying, Dottie.
But really, I...
Take it up to the guest room, Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, please, wait, I've got...
It's no use, Dottie. Phil's a regular caveman.
And he usually gets his way.
So, you might as well make up your mind to it. You're staying.
Okay. Now, where does this go?
Please, I... Oh, look at him. Look at him lift my trunk.
Out of my way, Joey.
Such strength. Such rhythm, such poise. Look at the ripple of his muscles.
Phil, put down that trunk.
Oh, Tarzan. I'm staying.
Yay!
Joey's plans for helping Phil seem to backfire. Looks to me like Phil is really on the spot now. Well, now, it's a few days later, and instead of getting better, things have been getting worse for Phil. He can't get rid of Dottie. Even at this moment, she's clinging to him and saying...
I'm not going to call you Phil.
No?
I'm going to call you Tarzan.
For the love of heaven, Dottie, where's Nancy?
Oh, now, sit down. You and I are going to have a talk.
Now, get this straight. I came here to see Nancy.
Oh, my. You're a real caveman, aren't you?
Yes. I'm a Pithecanthropus erectus.
A what?
Caveman.
Oh, you have brains, too, haven't you?
Yes, brains and brawn. Where's Nancy?
Oh, please, now, sit down.
Oh, all right.
That's better. Oh, you're tall even when you sit down.
I've got a long neck.
How did you develop such wonderful muscles?
You didn't answer my question. Now, where's Nancy?
Oh, I told Nancy I'd entertain you. There's something so magnificent about your shoulders.
I'm not entertained. Where is she?
Do you know what brute strength does to me? It makes me feel all weak and helpless.
You're not so helpless.
It makes me want to cling.
Now, Dottie,
and
look.
Cling.
Now, wait a minute,
and
Dottie. Please. Dottie, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Nancy.
Phil and I are having such a cozy little talk, Nancy.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, now, look, honey, but I was...
Sorry, Phil, I haven't time. I'm meeting Herbert.
Oh, but Nancy...
I think I heard his car pull.
Nancy, wait.
I'm sure you'll be in good hands, Phil. Good night.
Good night, Nancy.
Nancy!
Good night, Tarzan.
Nancy.
Well, he's gone. Now we can have our talk. What was I saying?
I'm a caveman, and I have wonderful muscles.
Yes.
My shoulders are magnificent. And will you digest this, but thoroughly? I'm taken, see? I'm all tied up. I've been spoken for.
Oh.
And what's more, I haven't any use for silly females. Sorry to be so outspoken, but you're not exactly the subtle type, and you're not exactly my type. Now, you think you understand? Well?
Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, hello, Phil. Come on in.
Wait a minute, small fry. Is Dottie home?
Sure, I'll call her.
You do, and I'll break your neck.
Phil?
I want to talk to Nancy.
Oh, Nancy's out.
Yeah, with Herbert, I suppose.
Sorry, Phil.
Sorry? You're sorry. Whose bright idea was it to persuade Dottie to stay here?
But, Phil, I
can't get rid of that woman.
Don't you worry, Phil. I'm working on a plan.
Well, then I will worry. Now, listen, Bottom Button. Keep out of this, see? I've got my own plan. I'll handle this in my own way. I'll take care of that leech. Well, tell Nancy I was here. Good night.
Good night, Tarzan.
What?
I said good night. Jeepers, he sure burned. Oh, well, he'll forgive me when I work out my plan. Da-dum, da-dee-dee-dee-dee, da. Dottie.
Yes, Joey?
Don't go away. I haven't finished talking to you.
Oh, no, Joey, I'm still here.
Now, Dottie, like I was saying, you're just kidding yourself, see?
I am?
No, Wolfen, you're not cooking with charcoal.
No?
No, you don't like Tarzan. You don't like brute strength. You have too much heart for that.
Too much heart. Go on, Joey.
You like the underdog. The guy that gets licked. He appeals to the maternal in you.
Maternal in me?
Sure, that's right. It's the fellow who's down. The fellow who's out. That's your type. The one who gets picked on. That's the one you really go for.
You know, Joey, I think you're right. I'm getting awfully tired of cavemen.
Of course you are.
The fellow that's down. The fellow that's licked. Where can I find such a man?
I'll take care of that. Herbert.
Hmm?
Yeah, Herbert. You love him. He never wins anything. The perfect flop.
So, you're feeling fine, are you, Herbert?
Why the sudden interest in my health?
Well, after all, Herbert, that's my chosen profession. You know, health, medicine.
Okay, let's deal off the top. Now, Phil, you know you'd slip arsenic in my coffee if you thought you'd get away with it.
Oh, now, Herbert.
Wouldn't you?
Not arsenic. Maybe a Mickey Finn, but not arsenic.
Well, what do you want? Why are you here?
Why, I...
If it's about Nancy, I'm making pretty good ground there now, and I'm not giving up no matter what you do.
Well, I didn't come here to talk about Nancy. I came to discuss your New Year's Eve party.
Yeah? Well, start discussing.
Having any entertainment?
An orchestra, naturally. Maybe I'm not so good at making pretty speeches, but on the dance floor, my feet talk for me.
Oh, but Herbert, you've got to have entertainment.
What sort of entertainment?
Well, I've worked out a plan. Suppose you and I put on a jiu-jitsu contest.
Jiu-jitsu? But I'm good at that.
I know you're good.
I'm taking lessons.
I know you're taking lessons.
I can't lose at jiu-jitsu.
I know you can't lose.
A twist of the wrist and I'd bounce you on your ear.
Herbert, I'd love to be bounced on my ear.
But then I'd be the hero. I'd win. You'd be licked. You'd be a flop.
That's just what I'm counting on, Herbert. I'm counting on being a complete flop.
Good music, huh, Nancy?
Very nice.
Oh, Nancy.
Hmm?
But come back. You're far away.
Am I?
What are you thinking of?
Oh, I was thinking that soon it'll be a new year, and we're starting it off all wrong.
Oh, you mean that perhaps...
What's that? What's going to happen?
Oh, it's time for our act.
Act?
Oh, the contest. Excuse me, Nancy. I have to make a speech. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the big event of the evening.
Hey, Phil, what's this going to be, you know?
Everybody.
Stick around, small fry.
A jiu-jitsu contest between me and Philip Hayward.
Phil, he's good at that.
Yeah, here's where I flop, small fry.
Oh, but Phil.
Are you ready, Philip?
I'm ready, Herbert.
Whoa, wait, Phil, don't do
it. Test of brute strength, ladies and gentlemen.
Phil, you don't know what you're doing.
I know.
Ah, my opponent. We shake hands, get into position.
Yeah.
Now, I hold him there, and there, a twist of the wrist, and... Oh, he's here.
Phil! Phil!
Phil, Phil, are you hurt?
Huh?
Oh, my poor, poor boy. Oh,
yes.
Look at him.
Oh, wait a minute, Dottie. Herbert's the hero. Congratulate him.
Oh, my poor boy. Rest your head on my shoulder.
But, Dottie, he's
perfectly. What a beautiful exhibition. Congratulations, Phil.
Oh, Nancy, wait.
I'm going home. I've had enough of this old party.
Nancy, Dottie, will you get off my neck?
Oh, my poor boy. Joey was right.
What?
Joey said the maternal in me was strong. Joey said I'd like the underdog, the man who flopped.
Joey. Joey, come here.
Now, listen, Phil.
Get away, Dottie. Let me up my feet. Joey,
now,
you...
wait a minute, Phil.
I'd like to...
Don't touch me.
I'd like to
Phil.
Take you and
Don't
knock...
Don't touch him, you brute.
Huh? What?
Don't you dare pick on him. Oh, Joey, you look so helpless.
Dottie!
Don't you worry. I won't let him pick on you.
You... Phil, wait.
Work it out for yourself, small fry. So long.
Oh, Phil, don't leave me.
Oh, Joey, you poor boy. You look so helpless.
Yeah.
Help! Help!
Well, Mother, soon be time for the New Year's bells.
Yes, Dad.
Honey. Nancy.
Yes, Dad.
Why didn't you stay at the party and see the New Year in?
I didn't want to. Am I in the way here?
Of course not, dear.
Why, no. Mother and I don't mind holding hands in front of you.
Nancy?
It's Phil.
Oh, I hope you don't mind my barging in. The door was unlocked.
Well, not at all. Come in, Phil.
I'm glad you came, Phil.
Oh, Nancy. Did you think you were going to start on a new year without me?
Oh, Phil. What was that?
Sounded like the door.
Dad! Dad!
Oh, it's Joey.
Come in here, son. Time to make your New Year's resolution.
Dad, listen. I'm resolved to carry out the ashes every day and wipe and wash the dishes.
What?
Only please, please send Dottie home.
Why, Joey.
Son.
Please, Dan. Ooh. The bells.
New Year's.
Happy New Year, honey.
Happy New Year, Phil. Happy New Year, Dad.
Happy New Year, Mother. Joey, I'll send Dottie home tomorrow.
You will? Oh, Happy New Year, Joey.
Tonight, the makers of Quaker Oats pay tribute to America's armed forces, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and all the other branches of service. In special tribute, we salute the Quartermaster Corps, the men who furnish the food and clothing and other supplies to the troops. You've heard the Marine hymn, the Navy's great song, the marching song of the field artillery. And tonight we bring you for the first time on a coast-to-coast network, the official song of the Quartermaster Corps. A great marching song written by two officers of the Quartermaster Corps, Major D.G. Pasta, Lieutenant H. Orenstein, and Edward Fox. Here it is, the official song of one of the most important branches of the United States Army. Glenn Welty and the orchestra bring us a stirring rendition of We're the Gang That Keeps Things Moving.
When there is trouble brewing at the front, and trucks are rumbling up the road, the men who bear the stormy battle's front know we're there to share the load. They know we'll go through fiery shot and shell to bring supplies for men and guns as well. You can be sure that UM is coming out, for you can hear the soldiers shout. We're the gang that keeps things moving at the front and coast to coast. When the soldier has stopped going, we're the guys he needs the most. From the day he joins the army till the time he's home once more, if he should have to shoot or ride the guy who's fighting by his side, will be from the quarter of the corps. once more. If he should have to shoot or ride, the guy who's fighting by his side will be from the sea.
Himself into a situation that has serious but funny consequences. And we'll probably hear him talking to Chuck on the phone, saying...
Hello, Chuck. Hey, look, if I'm going to be appointed traffic court judge on safety day, I got to have a campaign slogan. Yeah, something sharp. Yeah, something that'll make them realize I'm a pretty rugged gent. Yeah, something that'll make them see how smart I am, how honest, how trustworthy, how dependable. You what? You got a slogan for me, Chuck? Yeah? What is it? Oh, Joey for judge.
Be sure to tune in again next Monday night at the same time for another enjoyable evening with that Brewster boy. Meanwhile, be sure to ask your grocer for Quaker Oats, truly America's super breakfast. The original music on this program was created and conducted by Glenn Welty. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the makers of Quaker Oats. All of us on That Brewster Boy join the Quaker Oats Company in wishing you and yours a very happy and prosperous new year. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.